Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Step by Step, and then part one of Pastor Duck's message, entitled From a Mess to a Miracle, from Ezra chapter 9, verses 3 through 9.
Ezra chapter 9 today, if you'd like to turn there, scripture will also be on screen. I want to begin today by saying that I hold in my hand a miracle book called The Word of God. And if you have never opened this book, and I pray that you have and read it, the words that are contained on these pages will leap into your life and make a dramatic, tremendous, miraculous change. That's what the Word of God will do. If you just see it as another book, then you're seeing it through the wrong eyes. You've got to see what the value of this book brings, because this is a book of change. This is a book that will first change you from being a vile sinner into becoming a child of God. I'm glad today the Word of God says, "For whoso shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved." That means every person, every sinner, because every person is a sinner. And every person needs the salvation that is provided through this book. The blood of Jesus is in this book. The provision of God's in this book. The goodness of God is in this book. Everything that you can think of from A to Z and everything that you can ever need in life and eternity is contained in this book called the Word of God. You and I need this book in our life. And this book was inspired, written, and of course provided by the God of all miracles. You're looking for a miracle today, I'm going to tell you. Your first place you better stop is with the Word of God, or start with. You've got to have the miracle power. Well, yeah, but Pastor, what can this book do for me? Well, when you open it, you're reading the living, breathing pages of God's Word that will transform your life. And friend, it will transform everything about your living. It'll change you. It'll change your direction in life. It'll change your heart. It'll change your family. It'll change your conditions. It'll change everything in your life, because this is the Word of God. I said, this is the Word of God. Amen. Now, today is the day that you can declare the God whom we serve, that you're about to see the impossible made possible by this great God of heaven, this great God of earth. It's been said that when you're down to nothing, that's when God is up to something. And I'm going to tell you, everything that God's up to today is always good. Amen. So many are looking for the manifestation of a miracle. But I want to remind you today of something. You must first have a miracle in your spirit today, and you've got to allow God to move in your life in a greater way. Folks, I'm telling you today, God wants to perform miracles in our homes, our lives, our churches, and our communities. But today, the stop gate that's preventing that from happening is us. Because we will not believe what God said in His Word. We won't live by the principles and the precepts of God's Word. Are y'all alive this morning? You don't look like it. You don't sound like it. Whatever's got you wrapped up, whatever's got you consumed, whatever's got you embraced and pulling you down today, I'm telling you, by the power of this book, God will pull you out of whatever you're in. Amen. God didn't call you to be a dead person sitting in a church. God's called you to be alive in Jesus Christ and proclaim, profess, and declare, "Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised." Amen. What a mighty God we serve. And He wants to do a mighty work in our life. But folks, we have got to get in the place where God wants us to be. So therefore, today, understanding this, you've got to understand, you can't separate today your personal life from your spiritual life. We see Jesus as the way to heaven and the solution to our spiritual problems. But, you know, we fail to understand today and see Jesus as the solution to all the problems of our life. If you're sitting here today, and I want to tell you, the greatest problem you've got is not about how to pay your bills. It's not about how to put food on your table. It's not about how you're going to solve this and solve that and do this and do that. Your greatest problem, if you're sitting here today without Jesus, is the fact that you're lost and you're dying and going to hell. And the Word of God, James said, our life is as a vapor. It appears for a little while and it vanishes away. None of you sitting in this building today can tell me you'll be on planet Earth tomorrow. You can't guarantee it. Oh, you would like to think that you are, and I pray that you will be. But I'm telling you, our life, and it doesn't make any difference, as we just heard from Robbie. First cousin, young age, passed away. Children pass away. Middle-aged people, elderly people. People pass away every day. We don't know. We know our birth date. We know when we came into this world. I hope you know it anyway. But you don't know your death date. You don't know when you're going to die. But you better make sure today that you know the one that has already made a way for you, that when you do die, that you got a heavenly home to go to. I'm telling you, I would not dare take the chance and roll the dice of life today and live in this world as it is today, and considering the times and the places and what is happening, and gamble with your soul. I'm telling you, any moment, my wife and I was talking about it last night. She said, when do you think Jesus is coming back? Do you think he's going to come? Do you think we're going to see his coming? I said, I have no doubt we're going to see his coming. I really believe that. When the conditions of the time that we're living in, and you read the Word of God, and you hear what God has said in his book about what to watch for in the last times, it's all being fulfilled and has been fulfilled. I believe it's just a matter of God saying to his son, it's time to go get my children. And in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, that will all happen. And Jesus will step out and he'll give a shout and a rapture shout, and we will be changed. And we'll be taken from this earth, and we will be in the presence of God. But the question about today, you've got to deal with, if that happens, and it's going to happen, will you be there when he calls? Because if you're not saved today, and I know we use that word, and we've heard that word, and it's become a very popular word, and in the ranks of religion today, everybody thinks that they're saved. But I'm going to tell you, if you have not today asked Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins, and to come into your heart and your life, and save your soul, you're lost. You're going to hell. And the only change that today can change that is when you come to God, and you acknowledge that you're a sinner, and that you acknowledge the need of a salvation that God provided through his Son on the cross, that he shed his blood, that we could have life, and have it more abundantly. Amen. And so therefore today, if you're sitting in this church and you're lost, you're destined for hell, but God doesn't want you to go there. You can be saved by the power of the name of Jesus Christ. Thank God his blood can blot out your transgressions. His blood today can remove your iniquities and your trespasses. His blood can redeem you. His blood can buy you. His blood today can change you. His blood will seal today what God has done in your life. Because when you ask Jesus Christ of this book, the Word of God, to come into your heart and your life, the Word says you are sealed until the day of redemption. Hallelujah. The question is, are you saved or not? Are you saved? Well, preacher, I'm a good person. I didn't ask how good you are. Well, I come to church and I do the best I can. I didn't ask you that either. I asked you, are you saved? Well, I think I am. It's not a think-so transaction. This is a no-so thing. I know, as Paul said, I know in whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Oh, I know the day I got married. Amen. I know the day that God blessed us and blessed our home with children. I remember the day when my daughter and son-in-law got married. I remember a lot of things. I remember the first day I went into the military. Lord God Almighty. You talking about scaring your socks off, buddy. Let me tell you what. I sit there in that day room at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I thought in my mind, why in God's name did I do this? Amen. Why did I? And, of course, I went in under the draft situation, so I didn't have a lot of choice. I'd run out of options. Amen. I'd run from Uncle Sam long as I could. And finally, I got that greeting letter, greetings from the President of the United States of America. And I felt like taking that thing and throwing it in the trash. Amen. But I went. But I tell you what, I thought my recruiter said, hey, you're going to go down to San Antonio, Texas. They've got one of the best 18-hole golf courses, because I like to play golf, that you could ever imagine. And you're going to have a blast. Well, let me tell you what, I've never found the golf course. All I found was a whole lot of hell on earth. A whole lot of people yelling at me. A whole lot of people saying, get off the bus and get in the chow hall. You've got 3 minutes to eat and be back on the bus. I remember all that stuff. But I tell you what, friend, what I remember the most in my life is on the 2nd of February, 1975, when God got a hold of an old sinner's heart and changed my life and birthed me into the family of God and made me a child of the King. Amen. I'll never forget the day when the Lord saved my soul. And if you can't remember the day and you don't know if you've been there, you don't know if you're saved, I encourage you, today, really encourage your heart today to come and ask Jesus Christ to save you. And on the authority of God's Word, He will do it. But you can give your heart to Jesus. You do not have to go to hell.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.